At his office in Orléans, Thierry Dudok-DeWitt is sending updates to his team on the magnetometer they have developed. This instrument will measure changes in the magnetic field of the sun's atmosphere. This magnetometer is one of the instruments on the probe that could help in unlocking the mysteries of the corona. Dudok-DeWitt explains.
It's a very small instrument which measures the fluctuating, or AC as we call it, magnetic field. And these fluctuations are extremely interesting and important because hopefully they will tell us how waves emanating from the sun are hitting the solar corona. Parker Solar Probe aims to answer three big questions. These are big questions today, unanswered questions of modern physics. One of these questions, how is it possible that the sun, whose surface reaches about 6,000 degrees, how is it possible that the sun heats the upper corona to over 1,000,000 degrees? So we need to find an explanation that may explain how energy is transferred from the solar surface up to the corona. And this involves the better understanding of the waves that are propagating. And this is precisely what our instrument aims to study.
The reason why it's important to study the sun's corona is because it is the source of solar wind, a stream of particles that are released from the sun's atmosphere. Milan Maksimovic from the Paris Observatory, who is one of the mission coordinators, elaborates.
This corona is so hot that it evaporates in all directions and creates the so-called solar wind, which interacts with many bodies in the solar system, including our own Earth, and is the cause of geomagnetic perturbation on our planet and is also the cause of the aurora. So in order to understand and hopefully resolve this mystery, we need to go close to the sun. We need to explore the corona directly with in-situ measurements, which will make measurements in the corona. This is a plasma, mainly a plasma which is composed of ionized hydrogen, mainly protons and electrons. And we need to measure this plasma with detectors that we are going to put on the probe.
In 5 years, the probe, which is named after the US scientist Eugene Parker, will reach within 6 million kilometers of the sun's surface. Just to get an idea on how close that is, the distance between the Earth and the sun is around 150 million kilometers. In order to withstand the intense heat and radiation as it approaches the sun, the probe will be covered by a heat shield made of carbon composites and coated with a special reflective material. Nevertheless, all the instruments on the probe have to undergo heat tests. A part of the thermal testing was done at the giant solar furnace located in the Pyrenees region of France. This isn't the only French contribution to the mission, as Milan Maksimovic explains.
They have developed a very large solar furnace, one of the largest in the world, which has been used by both NASA and the science teams from the US to qualify special materials for this probe, which, as it glows close to the sun, will reach very high temperature. There is another contribution which is important, which is coming from the Laboratoire de Physique des Plasmas in École Polytechnique in Palaiseau, and which concerns the electron sensors of the mission. And finally, a contribution from my laboratory, LESIA, in the Paris Observatory, which is the space laboratory from the Paris Observatory. We have pushed for this mission for a long period.
Mankind has always been fascinated and mystified by the sun. While our fascination will remain intact, this probe could help in demystifying not just our star, but others as well. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.